Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hello?
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 Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. May I have
yes. My name is John Abb.
All right, John, how can I help you?
Yeah, I went on the Penguin Book Writer site. This was like maybe 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it coming on today at all or yesterday, but you guys were responding to people online, and I spoke to a girl named Haley.
Yep, that's me.
Who's that?
This is me, Haley Stringfellow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I left you a message. I hadn't heard back from you. I know you were, if it's the same Haley, you were going to call me back.
Where did you text me?
I can't bring the box up. The box used to come up
mm-hmm.
on the site, on the Penguin site.
Okay. Did we speak about the packages?
I was talking to you about a sci-fi manuscript that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, I don't know. Your voice sounds different. I'm not sure if it's the same person.
I am Haley Stringfellow and the only, at this workplace. Not sure why. Is this Josh?
John Ash.
John, give me a sec.
I got a strange email back. This is weird. Because it's got a call history and conversation, but it doesn't link to anything. It's just sitting there. I try to respond back to it. I don't know. I guess it didn't even respond back.
Gotcha. So how can I help you today, John? Are you still interested in getting a book published?
Yeah, and I was expecting to receive an email explaining, the breakdown of the package. I never got anything. That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm calling back. And I never got any follow-up calls to discuss, things.
All right. So let me get this sorted for you. We have our package reduced at the cost of $8.99 because of the 50th bestseller hit yesterday.
I was quoted a $4.99 special.
Okay. Let me check because, prices fluctuate because of the month-end promotions. If I can offer you that, I would be more than happy to help you. Give me a sec. Let me pull up the chat window here, okay?
Okay.
All right. I remember I offered you my employee discount. I can recall that.
I just never received anything back, so I thought, well, maybe I didn't know. Like I said, I got this strange email
mm-hmm.
that has kind of like a conversation in data, and then I have to kind of look at it. I don't want to go off on page right now, but look at it, but. I did reply to that, but I didn't hear anything back.
Got it.
From you.
May I have your email again?
Sure. It's JonAshBury @yahoo.com.
Can you repeat that again for me?
Sure. JonAshBury @yahoo.com. John Ashbury. The reason I spell it is people try to put other letters in. It's easier for me to spell it. I don't know why they do that, but John.
It's JonAshBury at yahoo.com, right?
JonAshBury at yahoo.com. That's
exactly.
Okay.
Right. I have just emailed you, which says hi. Did you get it?
Let me see. Okay. Does the chat not work? Because I've been online for a while and it just doesn't ever pop up anymore. I don't know why.
Yeah, because I don't see anybody on the chat box right now available to talk. Maybe it's under maintenance, scheduled maintenance. So I have emailed you from my end.
Hold on one second. Let me go in the mail. Yeah, I've been. It doesn't even give you an opportunity, the website. I don't know. It might be down. It might be a tech issue. And I tried another day. It wouldn't even come. The box wouldn't even come up. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get out of here. Let's see if I'm messing around. Okay, yeah. Haley Stringfellow.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, I do have it.
Attach the package that we have to offer for you, okay, so that you can have a look. Give me a sec.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. I've just emailed you. I got your email too. It says thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that means we're connected.
Mm-hmm. Did you get my email?
Oh, hold on 1 second. No, not, wait a minute, let me see what this is. Oh, okay, yeah, is it the Elite Publication Package?
Correct.
$4.99. Okay,
correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I apologize for the background music.
No, I'm enjoying it. It's okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody is, because I thought Bob Marley's been resurrected or something.
No. It's all good. Sometimes I
oh,
might
shit.
Know how to keep us happy, you know?
We try at our end.
I can see that.
It's very little bit of pleasure in this life, and that's we don't know what's going to happen next, a tsunami, or are we going to dry up from the sun, or what?
Yes.
So any little bit of pleasure I can squeeze out,
well,
I will.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and can you just email me with your full name? If there's any middle initial, write that down to you, along with your email and your phone number. The best contact number so that I can create a file of record and get you all started.
Okay. Just send you my personal data, my address and my phone number, correct?
Email, not the address, just email.
Oh, email.
Phone
email.
Number and your full name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you need me to send it over now, or should I send it over a little bit?
You can do it right now as well so that I can get you started.
Okay.
With the team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me do that.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to... It's going to be a moment of silence for about 2 minutes, so
mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. I'll be right back on. Thanks.
No problem. I'm right here.
Okay, I sent that over to you.
Let me check if I have received it or not. Yes, I got it. Perfect. Absolutely fine. So, John, can you tell me what card are you going to be using to make the payment?
I'm looking at my account right now. Okay, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a transfer with Bank of America. It's not showing yet. Bank of America is really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to do this today? Can we do it tomorrow morning?
Well, actually, again, like as I said, we don't have these promotions available. Since I have given you this coat earlier, that's why I'm doing this for you. However,
yeah,
I'm afraid to tell you I won't be able to do this tomorrow. If you can do it
okay
today or right
mm-hmm.
now, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, let me look at this. I mean, it's in there, but thanks for my face. Silly. It's the same bank, but for some odd reason, when you do a transfer, it doesn't show. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just. Waiting for this. I put it in. Computer's thinking.
It's okay. Computers tend to think a lot.
Okay. I did have some questions.
Sure.
Okay. For instance, I'm pretty sold on it. The only question is this are there okay four? I'm kind of doing this kind of fast, but. Of the list, does that include everything?
Yes.
Cost-wise?
It includes everything. There's no additional charges or any hidden surprises later down the line. The call is being recorded. You can grab my neck at any time if you like, in case you are, you know, if there is anything which goes wrong. However, it won't be the case because we will be sharing the contract with you as well as soon as the payment is done. I will put you through Josh Baker and the entire team. Also, I'm going to create your online account from where you can keep a track of your order 24/7 and monitor us what exactly we're doing. So you're good.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's all in one package. From start to finish.
Correct.
I think that's what you told me last time.
I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you better now. What did you do?
Okay. I'm kind of in this metaphysical place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm in some kind of metaphysical place. It's very bizarre, but...
Oh.
I'm not unable to leave because I'm talking to you, but it's not just you. It's other things that I'm trying to finish up here, but anyway.
I get it. I understand.
Kind of in a vortex. Been in a little vortex for about 24 hours. But that's all good.
I get it.
Okay. Now I know. I have other questions. Let me say this.
Sure.
Okay, what I have is the manuscript, okay,
mm-hmm.
for this project, this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sci-fi novel that I think you and I were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
So I have an editor also. Her name's Lisa Collins. I mean, I don't know how Penguin works, but once they receive the manuscript, do they actually review that? Is that how they kind of do things?
Yes, what we do is that we go ahead and share an editorial report with you in which we are going to be analyzing the weaknesses and the strengths of your book, and we will let you know if there is any need to make any amendments, like any additional changes or subtractions to make it more appealing for a general audience. So that's how we do. That's how the editing is going to take care of.
Okay, and what about the number of pages? This is sort of a general question, not that I really need the answer, but does Penguin have a requirement in terms of the volume of the book? Do they like to see like 150 to 200 pages?
The book has around 150 to 200 pages, okay? But should have a minimum of 20 pages to get printed and published. So if you're over 20 pages, you're good.
Really?
Yep.
So you guys are doing something. You guys are doing some short stories maybe or something.
Well, you know, a book lower than 20 pages cannot be published or printed. So you need to have a manuscript over 20 pages. And if you have a manuscript over 20 pages, you're good. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, this is a full-on novel, so we don't have a page count yet, but I'm thinking we're going to be over 200 pages, I believe.
We can do that easily, no problem. And there's no additional charges, like if the page count exceeds or decreases. It's not an issue.
Okay. Okay, great. It looks like the amount has gone in, and it looks like it's available. Running the charge today.
Got it.
Now, okay, I have another question. I don't remember how, I guess I got a hold of you because I saw something in my email that talked about you guys, and then that's how you and I got online. I think it was last week.
You came to our website and you spoke with me on the chat box. That's how we got connected. And that's because you were looking for a publisher. You typed in and we popped up because, you know us, we have a brand name and goodwill for over decades. So that's how we work. We got connected, we spoke, and now we're about to close the deal.
Right. Excellent. Penguin has a tremendous history, of course, I used to buy art history materials from Penguin that were published in Europe or France or England or something like that, that I couldn't find anywhere else, and I always used to look for Penguin when I was in the bookstore or anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have a phenomenal reputation as far as being able to recreate a multitude of genres or academia also, because I used to buy books for my professor and he always liked them. At least he said he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you guys compare in terms of sales around the globe? Because I do see the list that you guys are involved in. Everything else that anybody has.
Yes, let me answer this question because we have over 10,000 clients on board with us as of now. So we provide them a dedicated team to work with just so they have everything aligned from our end, and that's about it. So you will be working with the team directly. We will be sharing monthly sales reports with you, and we will be creating your account on Amazon and other platforms from where you can also keep a track of your royalties and your sales yourself, because we don't keep any royalties or any percentages. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, and all the sales you make will fall to your account directly. That's how we work.
Okay. So how does... Okay, if you're doing that, how does Penguin make a living besides eating fish?
Okay, now that's a very good question, because we run after making sure that the book hits the bestseller category. As soon as you hit the bestseller category, we get rewarded by the platforms directly in huge numbers. That's how we make money, and that's the motivation behind us making any client's book a bestseller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you really stand by what you really stand by the project, and you guys are really pushing to get the exposure and to get it into a bestseller list.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you guys make money on the printing, or I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, don't make the money on printing. Once your book hits the category and you make more than 2,000 sales in a year, we get rewarded by the platform in huge numbers just to appreciate our efforts working with them. That's how we have our relationship with the retail platforms. We give them business, we get the business. Eventually, you're the one who gets the benefit out of it.
Okay. That sounds pretty innovative, I would have to say. Different than I've been working with small labels, but okay, I think this is my last question, I hope, to get things wrapped up. Do I get to go to South Antarctica and meet the penguin? No, I'm just kidding. my last question is, is there any conflict with me as an author? Because I want to be really honest my In Search of Dragon Blanco is already in the hands of Amazon, and I didn't want to move that book, but I'm looking for a venue for this sci-fi novel that I think maybe you guys would have better capability than Amazon as to pushing the book more to the forefront.
Previous book, right?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about your previously published book?
Yes, it's with Amazon.
Okay, and what is it called?
In Search of the Dragon Blanco, El Mission.
Hold on. Well, I can certainly go ahead and include marketing for both of your books, which can be your previously published book, along with this one, in which you're going to take care of the pre-launch and the post-launch of the campaign. The price is going to go up to $699 for both of your books being marketed for 6 months, along with getting this book published along with all the deliverables which are mentioned in the package. Would that be all right?
Wow, now you're giving me something to think about. But you guys, this is a marketing platform you're talking about for In Search of Dragon Blanco. But you're not just the marketing package for $200 that what you're talking about right now for that other book, and then it's $499.
Additional $200 will cover the marketing of your previously published book along with the book that we're about to get published, your second sci-fi book, okay? Along with that...
Second sci-fi.
Yes, it covers both books, not just the one book. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. You can put the music on and I'll enjoy the background. Don't worry.
Okay. On this point, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You start with this $4.99 plan, and as soon as
yeah.
you're about to get the book published, you can go ahead
yeah.
and, you know, upgrade your package with $200 additional, and you can make the payment of $200 by then and avail the marketing deal. That would be valid. Don't worry.
So
in this way,
the
more satisfied.
Okay, what I'm trying to understand is I'm going back out. That's okay. I'm sorry. I'm going back out here where Bob Marley's spirit is running around.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shut this and shut my. Okay, here we are. What I was, you know, I appreciate that. I mean, that sounds really good. Is that for anything that I wind up reintroducing? Is it for a sequel or anything?
I lost you for a moment. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The $200, is that for a sequel or anything that I should come up with to have published? Or no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. 6 months of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't get confused. You do one thing, start with the, you know, elite plan, and later, let's do one thing. Let me get this included in the same amount. Don't worry. Don't pay extra. Anyways, it's not going to go in my pockets. So don't worry. I'll get this included in the same program for you, for your both
okay.
of your books, so that you can make some good money.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, all right. So, okay, so we'll move and search the Dragon Blanco into the marketing plan. Right,
correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Same price.
All right, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what's this? Hold on. Okay. Oh, sorry. Come on. Shift. Oof.
Would you like to move forward?
Yeah. I mean, I'll just wrap and shut this computer down.
All right. So what card would you like to use to make the
money? Yeah, it's it's Bank of America Visa.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get out of this room I'm in real quick.
Sure.
So I can read it to you. So
sure.
A little bit too loud here. Now, are you in California or are you in New York?
We're in New York.
We're in New York. You're in New York. Okay, great. Okay. I can't remember the number. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Let me pick the reference up. Cool.
Problem.
Thank you. All right, I'm back.
Hi.
All right, let me get this. I got a really cool picture of an alligator today.
I thought you
might want to know.
Thank you for calling.
I make a rest stop because I was on the golf course in Florida today, mm-hmm. and I was coming across, and I usually have a rest stop place. I get out and stretch and walk around, and this gator just came right up to me. I mean, I was behind a guardrail.
Wow.
And I thought he was going to, like, try to eat me or tell me how good I might taste. I'm not sure what he was going to say, but he was a little guy, except the bigger one. Last time I did my stretch over there,
mm-hmm.
I had like a 14-foot alligator come right at me, like he was going to jump up, you know. But this guy, he was a smaller gator,
mm-hmm.
maybe in his 20s,
mm-hmm.
and he just sat there and looked at me with one black eye. They got black eyes, and I tried to talk to him about some stuff, and he just sat there and listened to me the whole time,
mm-hmm.
in a non-threatening way. So,
well,
he was very relaxed. I got really bold though. I did reach over. It was a guardrail. I stepped over the guardrail and tried to get a better picture of him. And I did that, and I thought, oh, boy, if he doesn't try and jump up at me.
I get it. I can sense that. And then, yeah.
While I'm being like a tourist, you know, a stupid tourist, and saying, oh, look at pictures, and get really close to it. But he didn't flinch, and I could tell by his body that he was relaxed, you know, that.
After seeing you, he was relaxed?
Yeah, I have no explanation for how this happened. I mean, the last gator I saw, which was about 12 foot long,
we
looked like he
wanted. We need more people like you then all over the state so that alligators get frightened of a person.
I mean, I understand that they have a life too, you know, and I disrespect them, and I didn't ever wish to kill him or. No, I'm not an alligator hunter. I just wanted to have a dialogue with him, and it seemed like he was listening. He didn't say anything back, so I don't know if he agreed with me. But it was a very pleasant experience, actually, because I'm afraid of alligators, you know, like anyone else would be.
I'm afraid of even insects, so can't really relate to alligators. Out of my league.
They're like so prehistoric looking. I like looking at the dorsal fin, and when he was sinking down in the water, you know, because he was relaxed, and at first his whole back, his tail, I love how they swim, you know, and then when he went under the water, I told him, I said, you got to come up, I want to see your dorsal fin, and he came up a little bit, maybe he understands English or Spanish, I was really speaking English, though, but. And then he came up, let me see, dorsal fin.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walked away, well, walked 20 feet down. And as I walked along the guardrail, he just followed me. And then when I stopped, he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to him a little more, and then I realized, well, I got to go. I got to drive across alley. Mm. They call it Alligator Alley down there. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Florida.
Yep. Very.
Oh,
my
really?
Was, yep.
Cool. All right,
yep.
Well. Dangerous place, really dangerous. It's not just because the humans are more dangerous than the gators down here. All right.
Get it.
Wait, hold on. I got a car. It's freezing hot. So let me get my card out here.
Sure.
And I'll give it to you. So it's pretty hot down here.
Is it?
Oh. This is coming down. Can you hear me now?
A lot better.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fantastic. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay, good. All right, I have the card number.
Okay.
4744 7701 7142 4410.
Expiration
is 0626.
Okay, and the 3 digits code at the back of your card?
Yes, it is 370.
Okay, and the billing address, please.
Yes, the billing address is identical to what I sent you, 7154 North University Drive, Suite 223.
The same that you sent me?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. Give me a moment, please.
Sure, yeah.
Let me put this here. And how does your name appear on the card?
On the card, it is John W. Ash Jr.
Got it. Ash is like A-S-H-E, correct?
A-S-H-E, yes.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Sure.
I'm putting in a quick hold. Let me get this processed, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for patiently holding on the line. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. We did try to process it. It got declined. Give me, like, just 2 more minutes. We're finding out what exactly happened so that I can let you know the reason, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, Bank of America. Well, no, go ahead and try it. See if you can get a reason code. Yeah.
You got the code?
No, I didn't.
I can just, look to explain
that. I can't hear you, John.
Okay, wait a minute.
Did you get any text from your bank?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Did you get any text from your bank or something like that?
Yeah, I did. I did. Let me look at that.
You need to approve it so that we can process it. It's for the security.
It's part of the security thing. They didn't recognize the purchase, so they're asking me. Let me verify that real quick.
Sure.
Come in.
Okay, here it is. I got it. So from top priority.
You approved it?
Oh, okay. What, what it's asking, it doesn't, okay, let me see if I can just, if you recognize the activity, reply yes. Okay. Thank you for verifying. There's nothing else needed.
All right. Let them know to reprocess it so that let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, I just sent, yeah, I just sent that over to them. They got it. Thank you for verifying activity.
Got it. Give me one sec.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much for patiently holding on the line, John. Are you with me?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, I am.
Okay, your transaction was approved successfully. Welcome on board. What I'm going to do next is that I'm going to prepare your paid receipt and the contract, which I'm going to be emailing you in the next 5 minutes, okay? So allow me just 5 minutes,
okay.
And you will be receiving a call from Josh Baker, who is going to go ahead and guide you with the next steps, all right?
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. When I was watching Bob Marley sing, you said something about the $200. Now, is that something I pay later, or and then you said forget it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you are comfortable paying that, that's all right. I can go ahead and get that included with further, you know, amendments, and, you know, we can go ahead and put an extra, you know, bunch of stuff for you in that $200, okay? So we can go ahead and pull that deal off, because through that $200 you get to have our promoted publishing plan, which through which our authors can easily earn up to $3,000 to $4,000 on a monthly basis, okay? So we can go ahead, and if you're, you know, comfortable paying $200, that would be much better. If through that $200 you're making $3,500 per book on a monthly basis, you can see yourself standing up way ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna use a different card.
Different card? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry about that, but
no problem.
Thank you, America.
Sure, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Yes. And then that will also include In Search of the Dragon, Blanco L. Mission.
Correct.
Okay, good. Wow. It's fantastic. Excuse me.
Sure.
Okay. Alrighty, this is TD Bank, and I'll give you the number.
Sure. Is that a Visa card, too?
Is it a what?
Is that a Visa card?
Visa.
Okay.
Yeah, Visa. 4482 3301 5360 and 4061.
Expiration
is 0527.
Got it. And the CVV number?
Yes, is 588.
Sorry, I lost you. 5 what?
588.
588?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And the name appears on your card as John W. Ash Jr., right?
Well, the name on my card is on my account is exactly how I gave you last time, John W. Ash Jr. on my account. However, on the card, they just for some odd reason got casual and it says John Ash.
Got it.
Right, thank you. Hey, John.
It's okay.
I think formally you should put the full name on.
It makes sense. Banks are, you know, they're moody. They do whatever they want to do. They don't care about the clients.
They're really casual, you know.
Yeah.
This bank, pretty good.
And
pretty
the billing address is the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me one sec.
Sure.
Thank you. I'll be right back. Welcome aboard. Your payment was received successfully. John, are you with me?
Yes.
Perfect. So we have confirmed both of your orders. I'm going to prepare one paid receipt in which I'm going to list down both of the services, okay, so that you know what we are referring to. And then we are going to go ahead. You will receive a call from Josh in the next 5 to 10 minutes. In the meantime, I'm preparing your paid receipt along with the contract, which I'm emailing it to you right now, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and doing business with us. Let's take this project to a whole new level, okay?
Yeah, well, no, thank you.
You're most welcome, John. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you for making my day better. Let's speak in the next 10 minutes, okay?
I'm sorry, what did you say? What was your last comment? I didn't hear you.
I said, thank you for making my day better. Let's speak in the next 10 minutes. I said, I'm calling you in the next 10 minutes. I'm emailing you the details in the meantime.
Yes, yes, of course. Okay, yes, thank you very much. And,
you are most welcome.
When I receive that, do you respond to that or?
Yes,
or just
respond
read it?
That you get it. Just confirm.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Lovely. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Thank you.